Now, doubts are being cast this morning on the accuracy of Australia's census. It's impossible to understate how important the census is. It is so important that it gets everything right, because it's off the back of the census that decisions are made about where to put schools and police stations and hospitals and train lines and stations and all the rest of it. Everything is based on the data from the census. So if we find out, courtesy of Swan Hill Council, that the population of Robin Vale, they're absolutely sure, is more than double the numbers recorded in the census, what does that mean? Swan Hill Rural City Council hired Geographia, a consultancy, to have a close look at what they thought were inaccurate census returns. Dr. Kevin Johnson is Managing Director of Geographia. Kevin, morning to you.
Good morning, John.
How do you go about checking on the census?
We used transactional data to count people. So these are people who are making transactions like consuming water, buying goods and services using credit cards and debit cards, that sort of thing. So we can see where people actually are and what they're doing and how regularly they're making those transactions.
How could the census people who go door to door, how could they get it wrong by such a margin? I mean, they're saying 3,300 in Robin Vale. Mm. You're saying closer to 8,000, more than double.
We're counting different things, really. Census is actually, I believe, very accurate. It's counting people who are officially residents in a place like Robin Vale, whereas we're counting what's called a service population. This is a pretty widely understood, well-regarded bit of research insofar as a service population is hard to count. People are coming and going all the time. These are the people who are actually living and working in a place, but not necessarily officially recognised as being a resident of a place. So we're counting two different things, really, here.
Sure, but you're saying you're getting a more accurate picture. Why would it be that people don't return the census forms in a town like Robin Vale?
Well, look, I could only speculate on that. There are people, for example, who might have a holiday home somewhere, but they all they'll document their residence being in Melbourne or Sydney or somewhere like that, but they might live 6 months of the year at their holiday home, but they wouldn't consider that their place of residence, and therefore they wouldn't be counted in the census as residing there. So it could be reasons like that. It could be people, new migrants coming somewhere. We know that they may be a little worried about why someone's coming to count them and that sort of thing. So there could be many different reasons. That wasn't really the subject of our research.
But there are also people who want to be under the radar for all sorts of reasons. They may be in the country illegally, or they may be not too enamoured with authority in its various forms for all sorts of reasons.
It could be, yes. But we're only speculating there, but yet it could be.
Hmm. All right. Of course, if indeed you extrapolate your findings into other regional areas, we've got a huge problem, haven't we? We've actually got maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people who are looking for services and not getting them.
The scale of the problem is probably not that large. We're collaborating with a demographer at the University of Melbourne to examine the methodology in more detail and sort of develop it a little further. We know that no one really knows how many towns around Australia are missing the count. But I suspect, based on the experience we've had in places like Arnhem Land and the Kimberley and so on, that Robin Vale is a bit of an outlier. Like, it's quite a big difference simply because of that harvest workforce, the people there picking the fruit and so forth.
Thank you. It's fascinating. Dr. Kevin Johnson, Managing Director of Geographia, who were hired by the Swan Hill Council, Rural City Council, to check on the census figures.